Can't see if they're running. U.S. Chess Executive Board open session number one on Sunday, June 2nd, 2019, Augusta, Missouri. Mr. President?
We have all the members here who were here yesterday. We are still missing Mr. Hoffpower, who had a work conflict for this meeting. We have had a fairly extensive and lengthy session in closed session to address various contract issues, personnel-related issues, and similar things much more appropriate for closed session. Coming out of closed session, we have a series of motions to be made before we wrap up our meeting. So, Mr. Secretary, would you read those motions in turn, and we'll vote on each one of them in turn.
We have five motions coming out of closed session. Motion number one, the Executive Board moves to rename the National Girls Tournament of Champions the Ruth Herring National Girls Tournament of Champions.
And our understanding of that, the effective date for that will be this year. And this is not a one-year change, it is a change, permanent change. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 6-0 with one not voting.
The next motion, the Executive Board moves to approve the resolution that we will attach to these minutes, or this list, codifying the terms of agreement between the Kasparov Chess Foundation and U.S. Chess for the annual All-Girls National Tournament.
We had an extensive conversation about this contract in closed session. All in favor of approving the contract as written, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None noted. The motion passes 6-0 with one not voting.
Motion number three, Chuck Unruh moves to accept the 2019-2020 budget as presented. The budget must be presented to the delegates for approval.
That budget, as we presented, I think shows a bottom line surplus of approximately $112,000. It also does not include a capital budget. Our anticipation is to develop the capital budget that we will also present at the delegates meeting. It will cover multiple periods and be addressing how we're funding this IT project. So just with that clarification as to what the motion is about, this is our operating budget. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None noted. Vote. Motion passes 6-0 with one not voting.
Motion number four, the Executive Board recommends David Hayter for a seat on the FIDE Ethics Commission and directs our president and FIDE delegate to promote that candidacy.
Unfortunately, we have a vacancy on the Ethics Commission. We really wish we didn't have to take this step. Our dear Ruth Herring had been elected to that position, so her position has been vacant. There is supposed to be a General Assembly this fall. That's a departure from normal practice. The new FIDE president wants to have an annual General Assembly meeting. At that General Assembly meeting, if it happens, there will be a vote to fill that vacancy for the remainder of the term. We had talked with Colonel Hayter about that position. He's been very active in our ethics process in the United States. He has taught ethics at the U.S. Military Academy as a professor and as a full colonel in the Adjutant General's Corps, was involved with ethics and related disciplinary proceedings at length during his military career. So I can't think of somebody who we could promote who would be better qualified for that. This is simply us presenting a person to be elected to that position. It will be an elected process, so it's not like we're appointing someone to go fill this FIDE role. This is directing us to work as much as we can to get Mr. Hayter elected to that position. With that clarification for the people who will be hearing this on the tape, all in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, motion passes 6-0 with one not voting.
The fifth motion that came out of closed, the Executive Board moves to submit the following ADM. To replace Article 4, Section 6 of the bylaws regarding the electronic voting process to say, actually that should be to read, shouldn't it?
To read, yes.
To read, yes. Okay, I'll change that. To read. If U.S. Chess implements an electronic voting system, Voting members may request a paper ballot by writing to the U.S. Chess Office prior to May 1st for a regular election or the equivalent cutoff date for a special election. The rationale: current language references members who receive Chess Life by mail. However, paper ballots have not been bound into Chess Life for some time. Further, the current language seems to create the default of mailing paper ballots. If we have an electronic voting system, the default ought to be to use the electronic voting system.
We have some other ADMs that are not being sponsored by the executive board that I know have been submitted to sort of clean up some language in the bylaws. This is simply another one of those. It's not anticipating changing much in practice, but it would make the, as the rationale states, the default be to vote electronically if we're going to vote electronically. All in favor of the executive board placing this as an ADM for the August delegates meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes 6-0 with one not voting.
That is the end of the motions from closed.
The next meeting of the board will be held in conjunction with the U.S. Open and the delegates meeting. That schedule is posted and will be, or it will be posted and will be disseminated as part of the delegates call. And we will see everybody in
August
in Orlando.
Yeah. The meeting is Thursday morning, August 8th, I believe.
Is there any other business to be presented before the board? Seeing none, are we in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposition to that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.